This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, we're talking with Jason Berklet, Senior Associate Vice President for Risk Management with Nationwide, about Grain Bin Safety Week. Jason, why is it important to focus on grain bin safety this week?
Yeah, so there's a lot, you hear a lot of stories about farmers and grain handlers being entrapped and unfortunately the loss of life. And so this week is really a campaign and awareness to get that advice out on, do we have to enter the bin? How do we enter the bin safely? And we don't want to just focus on the third week in February being Grain Bin Safety Week. This campaign week is to bring forth the awareness of all year round, we have to think about grain bin safety and do we need to enter that grain bin?
Absolutely. Jason, how can farmers safely monitor their grain condition?
Yeah, there's many technologies out there today. I mean, you could go from a grain managing system that will tell you the temperature, you know, every foot or so far within the bin itself. But there's a lot of just fundamentals. You can open up that grain inspection hole and take a look inside of there. Is there any crusting? Do you smell any sourness? Is there any spoilage? You can turn the fans on if you smell any sourness or any spoilage. So there's many ways to kind of test that and think about the grain inside the bin and how to monitor it. And then there's further technology and advancements beyond that that they can get pretty precise and tell you exactly what's going on within that bin.
That's true. But risk isn't just inside the bin. Jason, what else can farmers do to improve safety outside their grain bins?
Yeah, so there's a lot of moving parts around a grain bin. You have augers, pulleys, conveyors, PTO shafts, everything running, trying to load or unload that bin. And you need to have the guarding in place. And once you think about just your own safety and guarding around things you're going to be operating or moving around while they're operating, then you need to start to think about who else is going to be around there. Are there going to be kids around? Are there going to be others around helping? We want to talk specifically about family members and kids around operating equipment and around grain bins. It sounds like fun to help mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, relative, neighbor out on the farm. That really needs to be made sure that it's age appropriate and that they can handle the tasks that we're being asked of them to do, and they know the hazards and safety around that task. So a lot of things to think about, but if you have a plan and you prepare and you walk through that plan and go over the safety, it can be done correctly.
Jason, what resources are available to help farmers and grain handlers stay safe when working around grain bins?
Yeah, there's a multitude of resources. We like to point them to our website, thinkgrainbinsafety.com or grainbinsafetyweek.com. We have a multitude of articles around how to keep grain in condition. Also with the Grain Bin Safety, we have a contest. And really what that is you can nominate your local fire department that could potentially win a rescue tube. Since 2014, the inception of this program, we've awarded over 200 rescue tubes, and five of those rescue tubes have been used to save lives. So we're happy that they're being utilized and they're being used and they're saving lives. We're also, let's get that awareness out there of not going into the grain bin and doing what we can to stay out when we can stay out by keeping the grain in condition.
Absolutely. Let's have the safety tubes. Let's not have a reason to use them. Jason Berklet, Senior Associate Vice President with Nationwide, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership by visiting cooperativeownership.com.